Our next story is about an artist, a different kind of artist named Bob Paul, who would rather keep everybody in the world at arm's length and has no need for any form of public social interaction as far as he can see it. His son, Richard Paul, thinks that solitude, like his father's, can be like an addictive drug. The more he gets, the less he seems to be able to cope without it.
What do you say about this guy, my father? An accomplished graphic artist, successful enough to have put three kids through college, a man who no one trained.
I taught myself how to do it.
A man whose art helped sell the NBA and Canadian lottery tickets, and who paints watercolors so vivid you'd swear you're looking at a photograph. A man whose self-regard and professional success have created such a monumental self-confidence that he doesn't feel he has to care what his clients think. He's so good, he knows they'll be back.
You want to hear me talk to some of these clients. They're hysterical because nobody would dare talk to them that way. You know, I tell them things like, what are you wasting my time for?
Say that to a client.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. More often than not, I laugh at these guys right to their face. And sometimes they respect that.
What happens when they don't?
When they don't, you find another client.
But despite all this faith in his talent, when it comes to his art, my dad is surprisingly level-headed about what he can accomplish.
Do you consider yourself an artist?
I'm a schmearer. An artist is somebody who can take a blank canvas, take something out of his head, and paint it. I paint things that I like. But I'm not passionate. I mean, my idol was Vincent van Gogh, and that's a painter. I look at Renoir, and he worked alone, too. Most of these guys did.
I hope you caught that last part, because it's a key thing to say about my dad. He is a man who works alone.
I don't care what other people think about me, because it's not important. And if they don't get it, like you don't get it about who I am, then, you know, I'm sorry you don't get it, but it's not interfering in my life anyway.
What if nobody gets it? Then where are you?
Who cares? It's out of my hands.
But you said
whose interview is this? Is this your interview or mine? See, you got that look on your face. You're starting already.
My dad has always had two dreams, and for most of his life, he's been living them out. He always wanted to work in advertising, and he always wanted to do things his way.
Why? Don't know why. Probably because I was an only child. Why did I want to work alone? I don't know.
Whatever the reason, he never quite fit in at his first job at a small ad agency.
No matter what I did, their attitude was they knew more than I did. You know, in those days, I was a lot younger. I would say, well, why don't we try this? No, we can't do that. What do you guys think? Oh, boy. And I got so sick and tired of that I decided, you know, I had to be on my own.
Since then, starting in the attic of the house I first grew up in, he has worked by himself with no input from anyone.
Do you see any downsides to working the way that you've worked all these years?
Sometimes my work turns out for the moment to be more important than my family around me. And some of my family members are not willing to accept that.
But if my dad was absorbed in his work, he wasn't exactly ignoring us. In fact, he was teaching us lessons all the time. In our house, advice wasn't just offered. It was more like a hose was stuck in your ear and someone turned on the advice spigot. No, I received lessons from my father and I learned them all too well. It's why, for years, I had no trouble expressing my opinion.
Virtually everybody in the top echelon in business is stupid.
But why I had such a hard time expressing any positive emotions.
You know, it's like people say, I love you. I love you. And then you say, okay, you love me. What else you got?
And why I grew up utterly confident that whatever I was doing was the right thing.
If they don't like your work, fine. They don't like me. I don't care about that either.
I learned from him all the things that made me who I am today. I can't tell you the number of times I've almost been fired, the hours I spent learning anger management. Today, I work alone.
Are we going to discuss your childhood or my career? I don't understand this.
Though, unlike him, I don't like it. When I see my dad these days, which isn't often, we always seem to have the same fight.
Why is that?
I know why.
Why?
You have no patience.
Worst one we ever had, I was working for a university, and he was all over me. What are you working for someone else for? I told him, I did it because it makes me happy. To which he said, ah, there's more to life than happiness. See, for my dad, independence trumps everything else. Even having other people appreciate what you do. I asked him about his watercolors. They are so good, people used to buy them right off the wall of a fancy restaurant in Connecticut until he stopped letting them.
It becomes a hassle. I don't know what to charge for them because I really, really enjoy them.
So today, he's the only one that gets to see them. They line the walls of his houses in Connecticut and Vermont, his office, even his garage. But believe it or not, they bring him no satisfaction. I know because I asked him if his paintings or anything he's done artistically makes him feel satisfied creatively.
I don't know. I can't answer a question like that.
Wait a minute. What about that painting of the old barn with the glorious, angry sky that's so real you can almost smell the rot and feel the humidity and the danger? Or the one of Mom looking into a window that's so lifelike I literally had to walk right up to it and look at the brush strokes to realize it wasn't a photograph? What do you mean there's nothing that stands out?
It's never really been that important. That's something you have to understand. Trying to create the most successful thing for yourself.
You're trying to create the most creative thing for yourself? It's not important?
You don't understand. You're interviewing me. My life is based on what I'm working on now. That's hard for you to understand. But when you work by yourself, that's a rationale that you evolve and develop.
My father has given me so many things. I have his eye and his business acumen. He gave me tenacity and he taught me the value of a dollar. And while I do value my independence, I've learned one more lesson from my father. If you go through life pleasing yourself without thinking of others, in the end, you risk living with the empty feeling that really, you've pleased no one at all. For Studio 360, I'm Richard Paul.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you.
You can see some of Bob Paul's watercolors at Studio360.org.